You know you're kind of a big deal, right?
Bitch, yes I do. That's because I consider fisting first base. But you do know you're kind of a big deal too.
Well, that's because I respect the process. Duh.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This is Kind of a Big Deal podcast with Terry Miller and Douglas Parks.
Yo, people.
From Friday when we left home all the way till today, we had a great time, and this is the time to recap and talk all about it.
Yeah. Like the fact that I geocached for the first time and I fell in love with it.
Geocached.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah. But yes.
It's spelled funny, so I'm never going to say it right.
Of course. So that and more coming up on this episode of Kind of a Big Deal. Yeah, buddy. Hello, good people, and welcome to a bonus episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast with Terry Miller and
Doug motherfucking Parks, yo.
Damn. So we're coming to you with a bonus episode to recap our weekend as we left beautiful Delta and came all the way down here to the beach. So we kicked off our weekend leaving approximately 5 o'clock p.m. on Friday to head down the road. So let's just start with the packing. Doug and I packing. It's a riot, believe me.
Sorry. I felt it coming and turn my head, but I didn't have time to move the mic.
Yeah. So we did packing Thursday night. Actually, it was more Friday morning. But Doug did most of the packing, which was a lot of stuff that we brought with us.
Yeah, every pair of socks we own.
Every pair, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I pack too. If I'm going away for a weekend, you never know what you're going to need.
Yeah. You saw me trying to buy an outfit today.
Yeah.
I found the top, the main top, the sweater type hoodie. It's knitted, ropes in it. It was cute as shit. So I started building my whole entire outfit around it. Bought it, got out to the car and wanted to change into it so I look better. The fucking shirt was a female shirt, so the sizes were off. And I went back in, and all you could do at Sensations, assholes, is exchange stuff. So I couldn't find nothing that was right. I had to settle for this ugly ass. It's not ugly. It's just plain white sweatshirt with black Ocean City on the front. So that's a whole nother story I'll tell later.
You just told the whole story.
No, I didn't talk about my register fiasco with the girls at the register.
Oh, yeah. So we'll get back to that. So we came down the road and of course, we brought all the podcast stuff. We brought everything. We were going in.
Except my pillow.
Huh?
I forgot my pillow.
Yeah, Doug forgot his pillow. So we get to the Airbnb and a cute, quaint little house.
It's actually not little.
Yeah, it's not little. It's pretty big, actually.
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot of room for Doug and I. And it's got a cute kitchen. And
with the oven, it don't work.
Yeah. The door on the oven's broken. So we get here, and that night we decide we're going to do a podcast. We ended up doing a podcast. Then Saturday we woke up. And Doug got to try geocaching.
Yeah.
So this was something that I turned Doug on to when right before we had come down. I was like, you know, it's really fun. I like doing it. And Doug's the kind of person that likes to get out and he likes to hike and walk and have fun. And this gets you out and you're walking around and stuff. So there's driving, of course, because they're so spread out. But then you're walking around to try to find it. And it's really fun. So what is your verdict on it?
I really enjoy it, but I like to take things and make them better. So what I want to do is go on our hiking trail up to Moncton, because for like 50, 60 miles, it stretches along that river. And I would like to put geocaches all the way, like hike and set them up and put like, make it like a whole trail thing. Like we're all along the trail. People have to find these and be like really creative with them. That's what I want to do.
That would be really cool. Like you can walk for miles and miles and find a whole bunch of them.
We could even make one where it's in the center of a rock formation and people have to take it apart to get it and then put it back together. It's restacked the rocks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just make it really, really interesting.
Yeah.
Even have maybe like get one of those puzzle combination boxes where you have to figure out how to open it by sliding it different ways and up and down.
Oh yeah.
To get it to unlock and get what's inside it. We can have something like that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
So, I had a lot of fun doing it and I would like to continue doing it. Yeah, I agree. I would like to make our own that we manage and take care of. And of course it's going to have to be something that's near us because we can't always like drive down here to fix them or correct them or whatever.
Lauren's going to get mad if I keep asking her to do it.
Yeah.
She's like, you put the damn thing out.
So after, let's talk about Fox's Pizza.
Yeah.
So we ordered from Fox's Pizza Den and Lauren's, sorry to call you out.
We love you, Lauren. Thank you for being on the show yesterday.
Yes, thank you. We were told that it was good pizza, and we order it, and
I think if somebody would have puked on a taco shell, it would have tasted better. Just saying.
Okay, that was a lot meaner than what I was going to say.
I'm sorry. You own a damn restaurant that specializes in something. It should taste fucking amazing.
So it was garbage. I'm not going to lie. It was complete fucking garbage. I got a gluten-free pizza. It was way overpriced. $13.99 just for the crust. And then the toppings was the normal pizza price. So it was like almost or a little over $20 for this gluten-free pizza.
Yeah, it was shaped like a dinner saucer.
Yeah.
Not as big.
And the chicken on it tasted like it was literally like they freeze dried it. Like it was bad and then tried to cook it.
But the flavor of the chicken was horrible too. It tasted rotten. Like,
yeah. Their buffalo sauce was gross. And I mean, maybe I'm biased because I work at a pizza shop part time.
No, I'm sorry, but if you own a business, it should be fucking in competition with everybody else to be the best.
You and the crust. Oh, my God. The gluten-free crust was just garbage. It had probably no flavor.
Probably ordered the shit from Sysco, and they just have cheap ingredients.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But they were probably a really amazing restaurant at one time, and they just started cutting back on, you know, they didn't want to raise their prices because they'd lose their customers, so they started cheaping out on quality. And every restaurant fails when they do that. It's the fucking dumbest thing you could do. Yeah. I would rather you raise the prices and I get really good fucking food that I'm used to than for you to go crap out on the fucking cheap ingredients.
And the way the world works is you're going to have to raise your prices anyways. Yeah. So
everything goes up. You know? I mean, if you're fucking not like that fucking Birateca, whatever that crap is that Christina and I went to one day. I ordered a pizza. I ordered I get this pizza, right? It was a shrimp pizza.
Okay.
I get this pizza and the crust looked amazing. The pizza looked good. I went to eat it. That was the most disgusting crap I ever had in my life. And that was a $30 damn pizza. You know, about the size of that one you had yesterday. from Fox, yeah, for $30-some. Damn. And I'm like, this is disgusting, you know? The cheese was horrible. You could tell it was a horrible like quality cheese. My toe hit that.
Oh, okay.
You know, but and the shrimp, I got three shrimp. It looks like they cut up three small shrimp and stuck all over the whole thing.
Oh.
And I got right in the center of it was this gigantic basil leaf, but that is that basil leaf is the only fucking flavor on that whole damn thing.
Oh.
You know, and Christine's like, I just like them. I don't think they're that bad. I'm like, fuck that place. I'll never go back there again. I'll never go to Fox's again. Get your shit together.
Yeah. So that was garbage. However, we came home Saturday night and rested. Well, we did another podcast and then we rested. Then, with Lawrence. That was when Lawrence was on. Then today we woke up and we went out.
Breakfast.
Yeah, we ate breakfast. I made breakfast for once. And it was eggs, scrambled, and bacon. It was pretty good. And then we went out geocaching. Well, while we were out geocaching, it was cold. And the wind was blowing, so that made it feel colder. So we decided
to go to Sensations and get some pretty outfits.
Yes. So we're in Sensations. And it's still off season in Sensations.
Memorial Day weekend's the opening weekend for
us. I know that, but I meant like what they had available was still off season.
Yeah.
I mean, rightfully so. Like all the coronavirus shit going on, I totally get it. Like you're not going to have all your stock in. But like this was bad. Like we're big boys. And when we need a 2X hoodie, we need a 2X hoodie.
All I'm saying is a lot of fat motherfuckers must have gone to Ocean City at the end of the year last year and completely wiped them out of their big boy stuff because my fat ass couldn't find nothing.
Hell nah.
But
I found a red shirt and Doug found his pullover that he got that was
white like a knitted with a black. Blue. Yeah. The original one.
The original one was a knitted blue, which was really cool. It had like a rustic tattered look almost.
And it was a 2X, so it should have fit fine.
But it was ladies.
But it was in the ladies, and I didn't know. Like, they had all this stuff mixed in the men's section.
Yeah. So we went there. We were looking around, got some stuff. I found this really cute beach bag that's black with silver pineapples on it. And Doug got himself an outfit. I got myself a pair of pants and a hoodie. We went out to the car and I realized I didn't have a t-shirt on. I was just wearing a hoodie. And Doug realized that he had bought a lady's hoodie. So he took it back in and he could only do exchanges, which I kind of, you know, started the whole fire because I was like, that's really fucking stupid. And Doug finds his pullover that he ended up getting and he put my shirt with it. So would you like to fish, Dylan? Because you're pretty good telling funnier.
Well, the stuff that I was getting to replace what I really wanted came up to $19, almost $19. And it was $24.99 that I was returning earlier so I could do an exchange. Well, after it was all said and done, there was $3.25 left. And the girl's like, do you want anything else? Because they don't do refunds. So basically, I've got $3.25 to spend if I want on something else. And I'm like, no, just, I don't care if you keep it. I just want to fucking get out of here, you know? And she's like, well, there's gummies. And she pointed to the stand that had all this gummy candy crap on it. Saltwater taffy. And I'm like, for one, I'm thinking, you dumb bitch, that's saltwater taffy. That's not gummies. Like, unless you're offering me CBD gummies, you fucking bitch, I don't fucking care. I want my shit and I want to go.
Yeah, but behind all that was a rack of clothes, and behind the rack of clothes was a bunch of gummies.
I don't know.
Like gummy bears and shit.
I don't care about
gummy that. Sharks.
The bitch is pissing me off. Like I said, I'd give the money to the next person. I don't care. Just give me my shit and I want to leave. Like at this point, I'm pissed off because I didn't get what I wanted and I had to settle for something that I didn't want, you know? So whatever, whatever.
Then right? The other girl's like, you want some masks?
Yeah. I'm like, no. I was so pissed off. They're fucking both dumb. Dumb Indian bitches that don't even care. Their mom and dad probably owned a place.
Yeah.
And, or they're friends with the woman that owns the place. So they're just fucking snotty little stuck up bitches.
So like, okay. So before you had bought the pullover. Wow. That was loud.
Yeah.
That was the dryer, everybody. Cause I know you probably heard it. Before you bought the pullover hoodie, there was the custom hoodies. And I was like, why don't you get one of those? And they had two of them that you liked, the fuck it one.
Yeah.
And then the whatever. It's organic, who cares? And yeah, it had a pot leaf. Thing,
yeah.
And so we were like, hey, do you do hoodies? And they were like, yeah, if we have them in back. Okay, so do you have, or what colors do you have? And then she's like, well, I think we have gray, like a dark gray. And I'm like, okay, so do you have one in 2X? And the other girl literally walked away for like maybe 2-3 seconds and came back and said, we're all out of hoodies. And I'm like, bitch, did you even go back there and check?
Yeah.
So they were all out of hoodies. Doug says he's never going to a Sensations again, which I believe him because he won't.
Sensations can suck my dick.
Hard.
Yeah. If the owner of Sensations gives me a blowjob, I'll go back to shopping there again.
So then we went back to geocaching and ended up on the boardwalk. So we walk up onto the boardwalk and the first shop there is like a t-shirt shop. So I wanted to get Doug a custom hoodie made. So we went in there and I got two 2X black hoodies and Doug picked out his design. And then I had to be a pain in the ass because I wanted something more custom made. And I got one that said, respect the process. And it has Marilyn Monroe underneath of the wording, which I think is pretty dope. I'll put a picture up of it. And then Doug got an elephant that has some sayings around it, which is really cool. Then we came back home and here we are talking to you.
I just realized how boring our weekend was.
It wasn't that boring. It was awesome. It sounds more boring when you're trying to explain it. It does sound
boring when you're just listening to everything that happened. But there was so much fun shit in between. Like that one geocache we went to and I was freaking the fuck out. I think you talked about it yesterday on the podcast.
Oh, before. Yes.
Like, it was weird because there's this place in Salisbury where two highways cross over top of each other. Well, before the one highway, there's this little turn off. And all it is as soon as you turn off, there's a roundabout.
Yeah.
Like a little round section. It's not even that big. So we're following the GPS that's telling us to drive here. And I pull in before I realize that I lived here like 5 or 6 years ago. And this isn't a road that goes anywhere. But I had already turned in not realizing it. And I'm stuck in there. So we get out and it says no trespassing all over the place because the other highway's right there. And the trails that go back through there is a place where a lot of drugs are being done and dumb shit going on. You know, people going back from the projects or the bad part of town into the other bad part of town.
Yeah.
It's like a walkthrough. So I'm standing there freaking out while you're just lollydolling around. And I finally tell you that, like, my anxiety is really fucking high right now. And I'm trying to explain to you that the Salisbury police are fucking assholes. They are lying, backstabbing, fucking bend the rules. They don't give a shit. You know, they just want a fucking arrest on their fucking quota. They don't care. So, like, I've dealt with them before. They don't even follow the fucking law. And they'll get in court and lie their asses off. Like, I'm pretty sure all cops do that. Well, not all cops, but I'm pretty sure a lot of them do. In my experience, a lot of them just get in there and lie about shit.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
And you don't even have to lie about shit. I've been in trouble before. I didn't go in there and deny. I went in there and admitted and said, yeah, that's what I did. I fucked up. I'm sorry. Just give me my time. Whatever you're going to do, I'll do my punishment. Make it right, whatever it is. But like four times now that I've been in front of a court, the cop stood there and lied about the dumbest shit. And I'm like, why is this? You know, like it doesn't need to be happening. So I just didn't want to be in that area. You know, but once I got the flow of it, and it seems like the second one we went to was a bus because it's a set of stairs. And according to like the clues and the hints, it's about these stairs. But is it about the stairs? Because there's a whole area there and we weren't finding nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Like we should have. And I'm just wondering if we went back, if it would be a different situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, we've gotten used to it now. So like we know, like looking in the most unpredictable places is usually where you're going to find them. And some of them were pretty easy today. I thought that, you know, they could have done better at them, but there was also a couple clever ones that had us a little stumped for a bit. And then, then Doug made me dinner. I forgot that. He made me burgers and hot dogs. And when we went to Walmart, I bought this, was it Kingston?
It was Kingsford.
Kingsford.
No, it wasn't Kingsford. It was something else. It was maple oak or some crap like that.
Yeah. So it was natural lighting fluid that burned cleaned.
Yeah.
And he put it on the charcoal and lit it, and it had this really weird smell. And he's like, oh my God, what if it gets on the food? You know, like, you know, most people would. And he ended up cooking with it, and it tasted pretty good.
Yeah. But the smell of that fluid cooking.
Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah, like, I don't know, a billy goat's asshole. Serena's armpits.
Ew.
I don't know. It was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah.
And then I
actually smell it right now. We're going to have to spray this house before we leave. A little bit of that smell got in here. I don't want that woman to think that's us smelling like that.
Yeah. And then we purchased our stuff to start making t-shirts.
I've been talking about it, y'all, for a long time now and coming up with t-shirt ideas.
And now we're going to start making them. So Kinda Wrong will be a fruition.
Yeah. Kinda Wrong.
So you're going to share some of your t-shirt sayings?
Let's do that. Let's see. Talk about something else for a minute.
All right. So.
Okay, I'm ready. The first one. Fisting gave me carpal tunnel. I consider fisting first base.
Oh, my God. We've shared that story, right?
Yeah, okay. I think so. I will suck off you and your dad at the same time.
That's skill.
Respect the process.
So respect the process. If we've never told you before, I'll tell you real quick. Respect the process is Doug and I sing from when we first got together. Doug said something, and was it I that said respect the process? No, I think it was Doug. One of us said it, and it stuck, and now it's been like a big thing in our relationship. I can't remember exactly how it went.
Yeah. It was a joke.
What?
When we first met.
It was a joke?
Never mind. I don't know what you're talking about.
Respect the process.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It was a joke when we first like started talking about it, when we first got together. And we were talking about fisting his first base and all that stuff.
Oh.
You know, and then respect the process came along.
Yeah. But it's been a staple of our
relationship. But I'm reading this while you're talking, so I wasn't hearing what you were saying.
Oh.
So we probably just wasted 2 minutes of the listener's time.
Yeah.
But it'll happen again because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
I was empty, full of aching, lonely soul, lost and shaking, like a ghost yet to awaken. It's left me forsaken. Like I just jotted that down real quick and I need to change it. But along them lines somewhere, I like the idea of the t-shirt that had a little quick poet. You know what I mean?
Oh, a quick poem.
Yeah, just like a quick poem, but something that means something. So I'm not going to read all that. So there are three things that I want, and your cock is two of them. That outfit is very becoming on you. And I don't blame it. If I were on you, I'd be coming too.
You're such a dork.
Just let me know when you're done so I can go to bed.
Damn.
Men are like beers. Some go down better than others. Awesome. Well, if you'll excuse me, I must go home and think about how pissed off you are right now and jerk off.
Wow.
When I think about the fact that you're the sperm that made it. Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, 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 dot. And then I had this. This is too much for a t-shirt. But this is a word that I came up with. Rectamend. Rectamend. Like rectum and mend. A Doug word having two meanings. Slight suggested for straight men to try anal sex. After they let me tear that hungry bitch up, I send them to the hospital to get mended up. So that's like too much for, you know. I also had this one, beef curtains.
Okay. Just
beef curtains. High occupied, another Doug word, meaning I'm fucked up, bitch. So don't expect me to really be paying attention to what you're saying right now.
You fucking Doug-isms.
Yeah. And then it's not a real gay orgy unless you break out the four-wheelers. Oh man. Oh yeah, they should have taught a class on the many uses of a coat hanger in your mom's high school.
Oh,
that's my favorite one.
That's funny, but that's cold.
I don't care. Fuck it. It's called All Kinds of Wrong for a reason.
Yeah.
I wish you a better conversation with everyone else in the future than the one I am having with you right now.
Damn.
Yeah. I like that, right?
Yeah, that's good. Good shit.
I can't wait till this is done so I can go home and jerk off. I think I read that already.
No.
I'd rather suck a fag. And then we have to have pictures of people with cigarettes. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe the ab fab women smoking cigarettes. You know? Do you know who they are?
No.
We'll watch it in a little bit. We'll put something on so you can see it. Okay? Because you need to know what I'm talking about. Whether you like it or not.
Okay.
I don't know why I put trifixis. I don't always jerk off, but when I do, it's to the consequences of my actions. Prison was funner than this. I'm not totally worthless. I could be used as a bad example. And the last one I have written down so far, I'm jealous of your heart. Why, you ask? Because it's pounding inside of you and I'm not.
Damn.
Yeah. So those are the t-shirt ideas that I have right away. And now that we're putting this into action, I'm going to have to come up with some more.
So look for Kinds of Wrong coming soon. And we're going to be doing kind of a big deal merch as well with the whole venture of t-shirts. So until next time, stay true, call someone, and always be a big deal. Bye.
Bye-bye now. It's time for bed. Fuck this shit.
Yes, it really fucking is.